Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved. They don't
even know. As a matter of rhythm section, bring us back. Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Gary Sorok, great member of our Brain Trust now, coming up on 6 years. President of Sorok Financial Services, 60 years of the Sorok Financial Services, right? Is this your dad before that?
My dad started it, and then my brother, I took it over, and I have a nephew in there now, third generation.
All right. So this thing could go on to the next millennia.
It really could.
Well, that's great. Good story. So also his books are The American Dream Revisited, also If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? Gary, you're a financial planner. You're a financial advisor. What are you telling your clients these days?
To say thank you, first, because it's been a remarkable year. I was with someone yesterday, and we were going over the numbers. And, you know, again, I don't try and play Vegas. That's not what I do. I'm a very conservative investor. I have been my whole life. And we had a phenomenal year last year. So you look at that, and you just say thank you. That's all you can do.
When you say last year, you mean this year. You mean 17.
17, yeah. I kind of write 17 mm-hmm. off. You know, we're already looking at 18 and planning for that. And again, because we're conservative, we didn't jump in, you know, with both feet. We kind of dollar cost average our way into things because we're just conservative from the standpoint of what we don't know what we don't know. And so that always makes me
nervous. Is this not a year that makes a guy like you look like a genius, whether even if you're not?
Yes, absolutely. People think I'm way smarter than
I
really
am. No, I'm talking about your people in your business. I mean,
oh yeah. Yeah, they're reaping
rewards.
I think
I could have even made money this year in the stock market if I tried.
Oh, yeah. I think so. No, realistically, Jim, we get credit when we don't deserve it, and we get slammed
when you don't deserve it. Yeah, I believe that.
Now, that doesn't mean there aren't some really bad people out there who really give really bad advice. I ran into one yesterday.
Really?
A client of mine brought something in and showed me, and it was horrible. But you know, you can't do anything about that. You just try to stay away from
them. I don't understand. Here's the thing, though, Gary. I'm really struggling with this. The stock market, in my opinion, everybody knows that I'm not a financial advisor kind of guy. I do my own stuff, but in terms of stocks, nobody takes my advice. Thank God. But I thought the stock market was already overbought at 18,000. A year, 13 months ago. I thought it was already overbought. Within 30 days, it had gone up 10%. Within 60 days, it had gone up 15%. Now it's gone up by half, right? By almost 50%, right, in the year, in 13 months? So tell me, but here's the point I made a year ago right now. I said, tell me what's different about the fundamentals from a month ago. And there was no difference.
No.
Not a nickel's worth of extra profit, not another piece of a return on equity. None of that had happened. And yet it jumped, and now it's continuing to jump. You can't tell me this isn't a bubble.
Oh, it is clearly a bubble.
And we know what happens to bubbles.
Oh, sure, they pop. And when they pop, it's, you know, you can kiss
30%. Are you worried about a big pop or maybe it's something controlled?
Well, define a big pop for me.
All right, a big pop would be where the darn thing crashed down to back down to 18,000 and or 20,000 or something like that, which would still be overheated as far as I'm concerned. But what I'm worried about, and I've always been worried about this, is Main Street is just now, I mean literally just now, recovering and getting a little bit of the benefits after 6 years of Obama doldrums. We suffered for 6 years. I'm not blaming him for the first 2 years.
Yep.
But the last 6 years of Obama, he caused this economy to go into the doldrums for 6 years. And we've suffered through that while the stock market was still going crazy. And now if the stock market corrects, it's going to put us back into a recession. And Main Street's going to get hit from that. And that's the part I'm worried about.
Well, I think it's valid. And it's, again, why I said early on, we're conservative, so we do a lot of dollar cost averaging, and we move money in very slowly because I'm not excited about where the number is. It's very hard for me to get excited at the size of the market right now.
What do you tell your clients when they ask you if is it time to Is it time to take some profit and sit on the sidelines with some cash and wait on opportunities?
Boy, I've been doing that like crazy, Jim. In fact, I have a client of mine who just came to me the other day and said, hey, I'm going to buy a condo. I said, good, let's sell some stuff in the market
for it. Isn't that the kind of thing, though, if that sort of ripples through the system, isn't that the kind of thing that makes the stock market correct?
Oh, sure it does. But
without
I don't
any
think
kind of bad news?
Yeah, but I don't think people are really doing that. I think very few people are doing that. I think they're very exuberant, is a word from our past life.
Exuberance is another word for mania.
Sure.
And popular delusions.
You got it.
And tulips.
Correct. So I'm not excited. I'm very, very cautious. And, yes, I am taking money off the table. I've been doing that for years. And I mean that literally because I can't understand why the market's where it's at. And I ask people way smarter than I am, and I can't get a good answer from them either.
Yeah.
Yeah. There just isn't one out there. No one seems to really understand the drive behind it, except where there is one point that was really well made, and I was in a meeting with some pretty high-end people. And the guy turned to me and said, Gary, he said, let me ask you a question. He said, if I don't have money in a market, what do I do with it?
That's a good question.
That's a really good question. And there are some things. Yeah, I love real estate.
Real estate. That's where my money is.
Yeah. I love real estate. I own some of that.
I have. I'm in the radio business, so I don't have much.
I have life insurance. I like that product. We sell it.
Yeah.
And we're unique, and we get a lot of criticism, but that product works. And I do different things. You know, there's certain annuities that actually make sense. And
right.
There's some things out there that work.
Mm-hmm.
But quite frankly.
But
you know,
that's financial planning. That's not stock trading.
Correct.
That's a difference.
That's
a difference.
Is.
Big difference.
Huge difference.
I need your website, Gary.
GarySirak@.com.
SIRAK. GarySirak.com?
Yes.
All right. So quick, check it out, folks. His book is The American Dream Revisited. Also, If Your Money Talked, What Secrets Would It Tell? When we come back, we got more to talk about with our good friend Gary. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.